All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, March 13th of 2025, and the players got underway earlier today. Good luck to all of you in your DFS contest. Got my SaberSim golf sweater on here just for some good luck, sending all the good vibes. But aside from that, we have a five-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a nine-game NHL main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. I did post that going live notification a little late here, so apologies if anybody saw that and hadn't had time to get their questions in. So let's get SaberSim up. We will start with a slate demo, and then we will answer questions as they roll in. I'm sure more questions will roll in as we are walking through. But there was a big update to SaberSim today, in case you guys missed it. Big update might be the wrong word here, but there was an update to the app that is a big quality of life. A lot of quality of life improvements. So I can walk through that since we have a little bit of time here. So why don't I bring this on up? But this went live earlier today. I was in our announcements channel. Big things here, right? Scott posted saying that we released an update. There are our release notes, right? If you guys haven't seen those, they should go in the app as well. So like if you go into Saber School, and we'll let this load real quick. So this one, release notes, March 13th, 2025. This is the video you guys want to check out. If you're looking for a more comprehensive walkthrough of all the changes, and then we have this how to use SaberSim entry editor video. So basically when you go to a slate and you go to the contest page for the first time, you're going to see that entry editor video. It'll appear here, and I'll walk through some of the changes on this page. And then once you click, like, don't show this video again, then it will go into Saber School, and you can always access it here, right? So this, how to use SaberSim's entry editor, and then the release notes. But anyways, going back to Discord. So one thing, right, is if you guys watch this show a lot, I always, you know, go into the slate, and then I always go into the contest page, and I always, you know, say I'm going to create a custom contest sim for our example, because I can't run the contest without uploading a file, and I don't use like this specific account for like all of my personal play. So here we now have a default contest sim on all the time. And if you run a build, you can just simply run your contest sim without having to upload anything. And this is more just like to get a feel for the slate, see what the contest sims are putting out for like the most, you know, the flagship contest. It's always going to be, you know, the large field 150 max here. So contest sim always on by default. That's this top one. Some changes on the contest page, right? So one big one is that you can now just simply enable a contest to be on by just simply toggling this. You don't have to right click. You don't have to do anything special kind of there. So say I want to just do a contest sim for the Minimax. I just go and I just toggle this on. This becomes my new default. The other one goes away. And now I can run my contest sim from here, right? Another thing is that if you want to create a custom contest sim, you don't need to right click on any contest, on any specific contest. You just click this custom contest button. So we just added a button where you can just now create one, okay? The other thing we did is we made this user entries field a editable column. So when you're creating your custom contest sim, it was always here, but it wasn't in this table. Well, now it is. So say I set up the mini max. Okay. And then I'm entering 150 lineups. I'm entering 20 lineups. I'm entering whatever I want. So user entries is now editable. And then we've, you know, moved some things around here, but improved the functionality of it as well. So that's another big one. And then there's a number of other changes. You guys can read through them here. One of them that you'll probably run into and see most often is that the build lineups is now yellow. So gray would kind of throw things off. Build yellow build lineups kind of indicates that something is pending. So, you know, you make your two changes here and then now it turns green, right? So some small things there. A number of other improvements and bug fixes went along with that as well. So again, check out those release notes in app. You can read through the announcement in Discord if you want. But those are some high-level overviews of some of the changes that went out with this update. All right. That was a good place for us to get started with the changes to the app here. Big J said, this isn't a DFS question, but is there a way to calculate players' points on a given night? Not DFS points. I mean actual game points scored. Easiest way, honestly, would probably be just to go to like ESPN or something like that and just look at it, or Basketball Reference has that information, right? So you could go to like Basketball Reference and then they have a lot of like downloadable stuff. So you could like export the box score to CSV and like import that into Excel, or you could just download you can mess around with that in Excel, right? So there's a number of different ways. I would say ESPN or Basketball Reference are going to be your best option here. But as far as, you know, what you see in SaberSim, you know, if you're on Ultimate, which gives you access to like the detailed stats, right, which are like over here on the side, this points is a combination of two-pointers and three-pointers here. We do like break down how many three-pointers they make, but, or actually we do break down like two-pointers versus three-pointers. I didn't know that. I thought it was just one. So we had two-pointer. It's basically any stat that goes into scoring, okay? So that's why there's turnovers, blocks, steals, assists, rebounds, broken down into offensive and defensive, and then points broken down into three-point and two-point, because I believe DK has a bonus for three-pointers. I believe FanDuel does not. So all that's here, but if you want to just see after the fact, you know, you could just use one of those sites I mentioned. All right. Good stuff so far. Just walking through some of these changes. Why don't we jump into a slate demo? So we have a 5-game NBA main slate tonight. I'm going to make two adjustments to projections. Big J said, cool. Thank you. You're welcome. And I'm just going to build 500 lineups here. Smaller slate. I'm probably going to leave min salary where it is for this 5-game slate. You know, if I want to get familiar with the slate, right, come in, sort by value. Seems like there's a little bit of value on Chicago. And then kind of flat otherwise. Like, what's going on with Chicago? Okay, so Josh Giddey's out, right? Big, and I'll just remove my face real quick. So Josh Giddey's out. You can see it down here on the bottom. You know, 8,600 salary, super high usage. So that's where the extra value is kind of coming from today. But other than that, doesn't look like there's like a ton of value on the slate. So, you know, we can get a feel for the slate in that sense, but I'm ready to kick this off. I don't even need to go to the contest page anymore unless I'm uploading my file, but here, you know, I already have a custom contest sim created. So that's great. Just going to move some columns around while we wait and check in on Discord to make sure everything is cool over there. See if we have any additional questions rolling in. So not yet. All right. So boom, contest in button's already green. I just kick that off and going to expand this a little bit, sort by exposure. So still got to switch it to my custom one because it will use the target ROI, and then got to switch my metric to the specific one because it'll still use target ROI in the aggregate metric. But now I'm ready to rock and roll, right? So we did say that we switch it to the mini max. So Sam building 150 lineups, right? All right. So I'm on the mini max, got 150 lineups. My average projection is 272.9. Average ROI is about 120 here. My lineup to pool ratio is a little bit smaller, right? I need about like, it's like a 3.5-to-1 ratio. So for every three lineups I have in my pool, I need at least one because I'm using 150. And So if we expanded the decimals, it would be like 0.333 or something like that. But that's what's going on here. So I can expect to get less mini uniques than I normally do. And I can expect the impact from adjusting the uniques to be higher. But even here, right? I mean, even at one unique, we only have three players above 20% leverage. And one of them is coming from Chicago, right? Value play on Chicago. Okay. Looks like Cole Anthony is a little bit lowly priced. I don't know if there's any value. Nah, it doesn't look like anything special with Orlando going on. And then we have Luka high price, right? So it seems like we're paying down for like Huerter, Anthony, Trey Jones, and then that's allowing us to get to Luka. So that seems fine. I can increase uniques here, right? I'm trying to make this make sense. Okay, why are we seeing what we're seeing, right? So here I go to two uniques. Trey Jones goes down slightly here. All of these guys high-owned, right? So all of these guys are, you know, there's a reason like players get high ownership, right? The field isn't dumb. So we get to three uniques and let's see where we're at. We're at lineup 263, right? So we might be able to go like one more. I do like where our aggregate metrics are at. We've dropped about like 20% ROI and like 1.5 points projection. And our leverages look good, right? We have one big stand on Huerter, who is obvious value from the Giddy being out. And then other than that, it's like pretty flat with some small stands on the Cole Anthony and Doncic. And then we're about neutral on Trey Jones now. So here, right, if you wanted to take a little bit of a less aggressive approach, three uniques is great. If you want to take more of an aggressive approach, I think playing what you get at one mini unique is like totally cool here, right? So you got to figure out what makes more sense to you, but there's probably no right answer between one and four. You could try four. I don't know if we can get to four. Okay, so important note, right? We go to four uniques, and notice my lineups changes to 139. This means that there are not 150 lineups in our 500 that have four players different from every other lineup. What would happen is that 11 lineups would ultimately get reused. So you would have 11 duplicates in this contest. So if you see my lineups and then the lineups that you're requesting different, then I would walk backwards and lower your uniques, in this case, from four back to three. So three seems about the highest we can go, but I'm okay with three, right? I like three in this example. So anywhere from one to three seems good. All right. With no other questions at the moment, why don't we check out some of these other updates to the app that went live? And is mostly like this bottom section. So other changes, custom sources, fixed a bug where uploaded custom projections were not immediately to the left. Okay, so this is like in the table, right? Just like where they populate. DK compliance, we talked about that one. Late swap, we have a new late swap button component that adds the late swap settings to a drop down within the button rather than a separate modal after late swap is pressed. Late swap, when in a specific build, always late swaps all of your contests now. Login page fixed a few formatting issues with mobile. It's great. Can't forget about our mobile folks. Master upload, owner's box is added to master upload. That's super cool. So if you guys ever use master upload, it's always been DK, FanDuel, Yahoo. Looks like we added owner's box, which is great right before MLB starts. NHL fixed a bug where sometimes goalies cannot be quick swapped even when it should have been possible. Slates fixed a bug where adding a slate tab was not putting it to the far right. Made it so slate tabs disappear immediately upon date change. Made the date picker smarter when it comes to multi-day slates, golf, for example. And then fixed a bug where ownership timestamps wouldn't update properly for custom ownership sources. So all of that seems like great quality of life stuff. Check out the release notes again if you guys need a walkthrough, especially like heading into late swap if anything's changed or anything like that. So that would be my advice there. But we are caught up with questions in the Office Hours channel and Discord. We knocked out a slate demo. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Sorry about the late going live notice. Probably forgot, probably didn't prompt as many questions as we would have had otherwise. So I'll make sure to get that out sooner. But appreciate you guys tuning in. Until tomorrow, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.